Okay, then let's get going. What episode is it? 61?
61!
Everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 61, for some time coming up close to the winter wonderland, Christmassy type part of the season.
Holidays, I think they believe they call it.
Holidays 2020, as our friends south of me would like to say, I guess. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
Right on my right by Neil.
Hello.
And somewhere in the middle by Sean, who's here today.
Making another visit.
Thanks for making a visit.
Fly by. I'm in the neighborhood. You know, I might as well just pay you the obligatory visit from time to time.
Yeah, isn't that like a euphemism for going to the toilet?
Yeah.
Paying a visit.
I've just gone past.
Sure, why not? Come in, dump your load and leave again. Yeah, that's good. Thanks for joining us, Sean. It's very nice of you to tell us that you wanted to come on. I think it's... proactive of you, and I appreciate that. Not like when we have to go begging for guests normally.
That's not a problem. I mean, I would normally be here on a more permanent basis if I was needed, but I think you boys have got it all held down now. So,
if we were going to get paid,
that's never happening.
We never know.
We're going to need sponsorships, aren't we?
You never know.
Could always start a Patreon.
I'm never going that low.
No, that's not...
Seriously, you have to be bottom feeding, no shame to start a Patreon on your podcast. Know what I mean, boys? One day, you never know. Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, we're going to just crack on. It's my fault this week. We are on a time limit. Although we did, I think, compared to last week, I mean, we broke records last week. I think we didn't even get to talk about video games, which is phenomenal, which I'm extremely... But remember, the Seal Podcast never claims to be a gaming... Do we claim to be a gaming podcast? I think we... I think
you've made sure that's not in anywhere in the title sort of at all anymore.
I think we'd all describe ourselves as gamers, but nowhere have we said that this is a gaming podcast. So.
That's right. It's not the Seal Gaming Podcast, no. Is it?
No. Well, that's an even worse name than we've got already.
Yeah. So, I am on a time limit, so I'm going to be pushing us along tonight, which I seem to normally do anyway, so whatever. So intro and shout outs. I don't think there's much in the way of intros. Let's just get straight to the tweets then and see what comes. So Colm has been kind enough to send us a tweet. Thoughts on the video game awards last night? Any thoughts on any of the trailers? Well, if that's going to be a short intro, isn't it?
That's the bulk of the news.
It could be short, actually. Did anybody watch this? So
I
where are we
did.
With
I never.
Oh, I was about to load up Red Dead Online for about a half an hour and then went, oh, look, the Game Awards is on. And then proceeded to watch it, thinking it was only going to be on for about a half an hour to an hour. Seemed to go on until about 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, mate, they had a pre. I think they had a pre-show, didn't they? And then the show itself is probably going to be 2 hours, where they all suck each other off, right?
Oh, did you watch it then?
No.
Yeah, I must have missed that bit when I fell asleep at the end.
I was watching something where they were doing that. I guess that wasn't the Video Game Awards. Oops. Okay,
is that related to what we were talking about last week?
Thank you. It's got stuck in my head. Okay, so did I watch any of the trailers? The only trailer I watched was the Perfect Dark trailer. I saw that was...
I tried to watch
the Game Awards last... I went to bed last night and tried to watch it. But I was like, by the time I got to bed, it was like late. And I was like, there was no way that was happening. But I saw listed, YouTube does this brilliant thing now, as everybody is on there, breaking down every announcement with all the trailers and stuff. But the only one that caught my eye, which I was interested in, was Perfect Dark, which showed us nothing. Again, it's just, you know, Perfect Dark.
I've not played either of the old ones. I assume there was only two, wasn't there? The only two that I know of.
Yeah, there was the good one and then the toilet one, right?
360 one.
Yeah, so anybody who's got a memory, you know, a decent memory or goes back far enough is going to know the last time they promised a Perfect Dark game, they served up a turd on a plate, right? So, you know, compared to what the original was, brilliant, just brilliant. So we'll see. Some people are getting excited. I refuse to get excited after what they did to us last time.
So. I didn't play either of them, so I can't really say.
And that's about as far. That's about as far as I got.
Well, there was quite a bit, like, other than the awards. I'm not really bothered about the awards. Are you? No one really cares about the awards, do you?
Yeah.
So we had Master Chief in Fortnite.
Yeah.
At least we'll get to see him this year, I guess.
Oh, you know what? I did see that too. I was sort of put off when it was like, oh, it's Ninja. All right. Okay, whatever. I like the fact, I liked seeing, was it Blood Gulch? Is that the one?
Yeah, that was in what do they call that? They have like a creator mode or whatever. Apparently Blood Gulch was in the
in Fortnite. I love that map. I mean, if anything, that brought back some good memories of good old Halo 2 days, right? Mm. So,
Microsoft Flight Sim coming to Xbox X and S, I'm assuming not Xbox One, in the summer. And you can get the Cyberpunk car in Forza Horizon 4 now.
You can get the what?
The Cyberpunk car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are such non-news. The Fortnite and the Forza is, I don't know. It just seems a weird platform to announce stuff like that and people to be excited for that stuff. I don't understand that.
I don't know. Quite
yeah,
a few people
you
play
think
Fortnite.
It's just that on the buy side kind of information. It's just like, nothing groundbreaking, is it? It's not.
No.
It's really not exciting at all, to be honest.
Microsoft Flight Simulator looked amazing again. I haven't played for a while, but it's had quite a few updates on it, so I'll have to get back on it.
I think I need a flight stick and all that stuff to really enjoy it. You just can't.
We're like unicorn shit at the minute.
Yep.
I uninstalled it as well. It was
a game, and it was. It was eating my because I'm on potato internet anyway. I had somehow selected the satellite imagery setting, so the game ran like dog for me. And I couldn't figure out how to change it. For some reason, I couldn't find the setting to revert back to just the start normal without.
I can't imagine what it would look like without that satellite imagery, gotta be honest. It's just like playing a game from the Commodore 64, probably. BioWare trailers, Dragon Age next game, and teasing the new Mass Effect game, which appears to be related to the original trilogy. But
I was a big fan of Dragon Age 1, the original. That was good, but it felt like everything afterwards was just a bit just lackluster. They tried to drive it in another direction with it, I think, and it just didn't work for me. I didn't enjoy it as much.
That's interesting, because I, from what I understood, a lot of people rated like the second one as one of the best ones, didn't they? Or,
I didn't know. I thought the last one was rated pretty highly as well, to be honest. Inquisition.
Origins.
Yeah, I never played any of them. So.
I think it's quite a highly regarded series generally, but
good, but I didn't enjoy it as much as the first.
Yeah, God knows when Mass Effect will be out. Was there already?
What's that, Mass Effect 10 now, is it?
Well, I don't know what they're going to call it.
I don't know how many there are now. I've lost.
Is it a new game?
This is a new game in the original Milky Way setting, supposedly. So.
Milky Way?
Yes, that's where the original was set, apparently.
Milky.
In our galaxy, rather than when they fucked off to somewhere else. In Andromeda. I assume that was in the Andromeda galaxy.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. The next galaxy to ours. We did talk about this like a few weeks ago, and we were saying it should really go back to the original, because that's the one that everybody loves.
Yeah. I think the last game was actually all right, if you weren't too bothered about where it was. Yeah, I never played any of them either. Well, I started to play Mass Effect, but it was in the last couple of years. So the original Mass Effect.
It doesn't play very well.
It's a very old game.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Final Fantasy character Sephiroth is coming to Smash Bros. Not really bothered about that. Don't know about anyone else. And Ghosts and Goblins remake. Okay. Yeah, that's enough about that.
Okay.
I didn't see this. I missed all this stuff. The Nier Replicant, which is, I assume, the tomato game sequel.
You what?
The tomato what? Game. Something about a tomato, isn't it?
Near a tomato.
It's near a tomato.
Oh, Nier.
Nier? Is it called Nier? I thought it was Nier. N-I-E-R. But whatever.
Is that what anyway. You call it? Nier tomato?
No. No, it's automata. Obviously, or tomato. All
right. Near
tomato.
Oh my god! Near automata. Such a long.
Oh my god!
What have you done?
So anyway, I didn't see any of that.
Near was
a really good game. I played. I didn't finish it, but I played some of
the original.
The original, yeah.
The original was great. Mm. Such good music too.
Hang on, is this original before the tomato one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yep. I should have got some beers.
I don't know if you can tell, but I've had a couple.
Oh, I've got my spicy in the cupboard, actually.
Yeah, we don't need to go there.
Okay. Look, this is look, just hang on a second, because I think the next question is going to answer all our prayers for what we're just talking about now. Anything else on the Game Awards?
Well, there's loads of stuff. Back for Blood, new Left 4 Dead game, which is the same people who made Left 4 Dead, so it's Left 4 Dead 3, effectively.
Left 4 Dead was amazing.
Okay, no, that's out, good. Yeah. I'm interested in that. Okay, yeah, that's good.
The guys that made Dead Space announced their next game. The Callisto Protocol. It's, you know,
couldn't tell
sci-fi
you.
Sci-fi horror.
Yeah, couldn't really say much.
Haven't
on
we
that.
Done enough sci-fi horror now?
Apparently not.
That is a genre that is being beaten to shit, isn't it? Isn't it?
I don't know.
Or is it only me?
I think we're running out of genres. I think we are actually at the age now where we're running out of genres. Like,
why don't we just make our own genres?
What's it going to be next? It's going to be like cyberpunk, merging WoW and cyberpunk, and like having unicorns and stuff next. And I don't know. I'm struggling to really think of where you can do all this. Like Red Dead, is it going to be like Red Dead? You've got GTA, but we'll have a sci-fi one.
Sci-fi next, GTA. Sci-fi Rockstar game.
Right.
That could be good. Oh, fuck.
Wait, is that not like cyberpunk?
That's not Rockstar though, is it? Mm, anyway, no. I mean, Rockstar's are two action but focused compared to like Cyberpunk. Then apparently there was a release date for Oddworld, but whatever. Robin Hood game is due in May next year, and then, which I was quite excited about, all the Yakuza games basically are coming to Game Pass on PC and Xbox. They're all, well, they've never been on Xbox, out of the games, but they're all coming to.
Do you not just own them all anyway?
I don't know. No, but Kiwami 1 and 2 are obviously been in Game Pass already, and you get in the remake 3 and then 4 and 5, I think, and then Yakuza 6 as well, which is pretty cool. That's a lot of game.
That's a lot of games, yeah. I was just thinking that's hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
Easy.
Super Meat Boy Forever coming out this month, apparently. Never played them.
No.
What is that?
Super Meat Boy was the rock hard.
No,
platformer.
I know what Super Meat Boy is. What's Super Meat Boy Forever?
It's the sequel. And there's two.
It is a sequel.
There's two.
It's not like a high def remake set in space.
No, it's a sequel. And there's two people. I think it's like a.
What's Super Meat Boy?
What's meters?
Elder Scrolls Online going to Oblivion. No attachments to Oblivion. I think people do care. Oblivion was huge, wasn't it?
Nobody here cares.
No, nobody here cares. That's true.
I would have cared. I would probably have been in that bracket of caring, but then I just didn't enjoy that style MMO. It was too linear. I didn't find it enjoyable at all.
I've only played it on the Xbox One, and that ran like a turd. So it might be all right if you played it on PC. Or a Series X and XP, PS5, whatever.
The lore would be pretty cool. All that kind of stuff. If you're into all that, I'm pretty sure that would click all the buttons for a lot of people. But I didn't enjoy the gameplay for it as much. I couldn't get into it like I have in multiple other MMOs over time. So
there's quite a lot on this, by the way.
The next big one I'm really, really looking forward to is the Ashes of Creation. That's the big next one that everyone's got their eyes on.
I was just about to say that.
It's even perked your interest a little bit, hasn't it?
It's piqued my interest because I'm really enjoying playing games with friends right now.
Mm, and it is going to be one of those types of games where you require friends to enjoy, mostly. Tarkov is like that too.
Ooh, yeah, that was on there. Tarkov's getting a new map.
Yep.
Was that on the Game Awards, or was that separate news?
I don't know, but it is news. It's big news.
All I saw was people concerned it's going to be really hard to run it on their computer.
It's going to be a big map. Apparently, it's going to hold 40 people. Now, considering at the moment, probably the biggest maps would hold 12 at max. Oof. And even then, like, you don't want to be coming across 12 people. It's a scary, scary game to be coming across anyone sometimes. So, you know, you're throwing a mix of AI in there that are very good AI at times. And then you've got really good players in there too. It's an unforgiving game. So I can see where the concerns might be for a lot of people.
Mm.
But yeah.
Next up was some Black Ops new map for the Warzone, which is a small map. Looks like it's just going to be mental, but I'm done with that, I think. No one else here is playing it, are they?
Oh, I'm not playing Warzone at the moment, no.
Pilch isn't here this week, so no one on this show is playing it.
Is that the Battle Royale one that's the newest one?
Well, Black Ops is now...
Black Ops was the older one, wasn't it?
Modern Warfare came out with Warzone, and then Black Ops came out this year, but Warzone is still a thing.
Is sort of standalone, right? And they're just...
Well, you have to download Warzone if you want either Call of Duty game, as far as I understand it.
Warzone is the one everyone's playing now, though.
Yeah.
Aye.
So there's a new map coming.
There's a new map coming to that one.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But that's a much smaller map than the original map. So it's going to be more combat intense focused. I don't know. Usual Call of Duty, but Battle Royale.
How can we cluster everyone together?
Next up on here is... Well, I didn't really know what I was watching to start with, other than it had Vin Diesel in. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Thought it might have, it was like, it can't be Horizon Zero Dawn spin-off, because it looked a lot like that to me from what I remember. But then it turns out it was Ark 2. I was like, oh, right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's got Vin Diesel, so I'm assuming they're going for a bit more of a story than the original game. Or maybe just got Vin Diesel in, I don't know. It was really odd. I was like, oh, okay. Some great acting, obviously.
Was being very gruff.
He was being very Vin Diesel.
That would be something I would probably want to go off and read about and find out more about, because Ark strikes me as one of those games, perhaps like it's like a, I'm not going to say it's the original, but it's one almost like an original. It's been around for a while. Games as a service, right? So you,
one of those broken games, I think is what you mean.
Well, yeah, maybe like a PUBG, but you're sort of like, you know, it would perhaps be better served. Maybe it's what they're doing, what PUBG should do, right? You know, just finally can it and bring out PUBG 2.
Mm-hmm.
But you sort of wonder, you know, it's interesting how they make that decision of whether, you know, like, shit, do we just keep patching and building on what we've got, or are they making a completely different type of game? Or I don't know.
Yeah, it was, well, I don't know. I've not really played
Ark. I tried it and I couldn't. I spawned in and I just kept getting eaten by dinosaurs instantly. Yeah, that's enough of that. I'm done.
Yeah, it's sort of like on the similar level to the Conan Exiles game, wasn't it? It was like janky as fucking. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people liked it, though.
Yeah, so there's still a lot of people do like it, still.
The Conan MMO was really good for a point, up until the point where there was no more content. You were like, what do I do?
We got the gameplay from Warhammer 40k Darktide, which was a sort of bit Left 4 Dead-y, I guess, but more like weirdly Warhammer universe type of thing. So that could be kind of a bit cool, maybe, but Crimson Desert, which is from people who make Black Desert Online, which looked good. Don't know if it'll be any good or not. Like an MMO, I think.
Is that going to be are they looking at high fantasy, Western, like, kind of, or?
It was third person.
Has it got that Asian flair to it still?
I don't know. It looks
Black Desert's always
very good graphics.
Aimed towards the Eastern market.
There were some other bits and pieces. Gone Home People and Win Their New Game. Another weird looking game called Season, which is the people who made Darwin Project. It was a completely different type of game, but art style was pretty cool. Not really interested about that. The guy who was doing all the swearing at the Oscars the other year that we talked about last week was on with his new game.
Oh, yeah.
Which actually looked kind of interesting. It's another co-op game. It looked a bit sort of, I don't know, funky. Yeah. Disco Elysium coming to PS5 with the final cut version, which is now fully voice acted. And anyone who does
play that?
Matt played it of our friends, but I never got it in the end. I was really interested in it for a while, but I never got around to it.
It's never got a deep discount. If it did, I would probably pick it up.
It's 35% off, I believe, at the moment. If you buy it now, you will get a full upgrade to the new version with full voice acting.
What was that, sorry? What game was it?
Disco Elysium.
Okay.
I think there's extra content as well.
So I was just watching this trailer on the Crimson Desert there.
Right, so Among Us was on. Don't know if anyone's heard of that game.
Hang on a second. You've gone over the Swedish Chef bit.
Well, that's not on there. I'm just going through this list.
Oh, I'm on your link. Swedish Chef from the Muppets was on, wasn't he?
Hang on a minute. What link are you looking at? That's not on what I'm looking at. He was on anyway, and that was for Overcooked 2.
Oh,
they like a bit of Muppets on the old Game Awards. I'll give Jeff Keighley that. He does like the Muppets.
That's a plus one for Jeff there.
Yeah, plus one for Jeff.
Right, anyway, so back to Among Us. New map coming. And also coming to Game Pass for PC. Good job. I didn't spend that £4 on Among Us.
Did you never buy it?
No.
Yeah, or you could play it for free on your mobile. Or
good.
You
know. Well, my kids are playing it, so. What's this? Ruined King? Don't remember. I must have fell asleep at some point.
The seals should get together and do a seal session on Among Us. We haven't done that. We've played lots of games where a few of us have been in, but we haven't done a full session with just seals.
Well, I think the ones that we've had involved the kids and stuff. Yeah. You need 10 people to really enjoy it though. To get the most out of it, I think personally. But
we could get 10 people get together.
You could maybe get some of the people that like to listen to the podcast involved.
Maybe
we could slam it with the riffraff.
Oh.
Well, I've just read through the rest of this, and the game that I'm actually interested in isn't even on this fucking list, which is a bit shit, because that was Elite Dangerous Odyssey showed a trailer of their, because the Odyssey expansions come in, which is where you can run around on the planets on your feet rather than in vehicles and stuff. And it looked a bit like there was proper shooty going on, and I thought it was just going to be a bit shit and boring, but actually looked like it might be even a sort of a multiplayer first-person type shooter game. I don't know. So that looked pretty cool. I'm assuming it's going to be like 20 to 40 quid expansion. I don't know. Maybe it'll be 60. But that was the main thing I was interested in, and it's not even on this list. But Evil Dead game, that's probably going to be shit. But
you said, Evil Dead. Yeah.
Shadow Warrior, whatever that is. Oh, Evil West, that was another sort of people who made Shadow Warrior. And then Warframe getting some other expansion with Unreal Tournament weapons. Like a weird crossover. But yeah, Elite Dangerous was my thing that I was excited about.
Okay, are we done on the Game Awards thing?
Well, unless you want to start talking about people who won awards.
No, I
don't. Which isn't on this list.
Nah. Go look that up. It's okay. The only thing, I'm just looking at the time and I got to keep moving us forward. So let's move on. Pilt sent us a question, which I'm sure this is going to take up a bit of time. Question for the show. I'm not a big drinker, but I do like a treat on a Saturday evening. Usually a nice spiced rum and Coke with a Sambuca Black Chaser. What's your poison? Fraser can tell us what he used to enjoy as he is a weirdo.
Well, I'd say it's a weirdo, but not for the reason for not drinking. No. It's other more serious
Thanks
problems.
Thanks for sort of defending my honor there, Dave. All right, Sean?
Hey, well, I am a Captain Morgan's spice rum drinker as well. But the thing that I've been doing is either mixing it with, this was someone that actually randomly bought me a drink at the bar once. It was okay. Captain Morgan's. Edinburgh is just one of those kind of places where you can just be standing talking.
It's a bit like Amsterdam, is it? A bit like Amsterdam.
Like, here you go.
People in their leather caps, is there? All that.
What was it? Captain Morgan's put in fresh apple with it, or Captain Morgan's with ginger beer and lime.
Couple of drops of Rohypnol in there as well, is there?
I quite enjoy drinking those. They're really refreshing compared to the Coke, where I find I actually wake up with a worse hangover.
Coke
and a
is rank.
Taste.
Yeah.
Coke wake does... up with a horrible taste in your mouth in the morning as well, regardless of how much water you may be drinking and Rohypnol you've had.
Might wake up with a few other sore areas, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I find if I'm drinking a lot of Coke, with like whiskey and Coke or something, I find I get more of a sugar sort of low in the morning rather than actually never.
But that's me mostly, is that, and I like the odd whiskey as well. Various brands. I obviously work for the drinks industry, so I get plenty of it.
Building up a little stereotypical image here, I don't know.
Just a little one, yeah. But my wedding's based around whiskey. Well, this is the thing as well. When Melissa come to mention, like, what do we call it, the tables? So we named all the tables after distilleries that I work for, and she goes, what name are we going to give the top table we're sitting at? I had a look when she had doctored it and whatever, and she called it by the company name. I'm not going to say the name, but the company name. And I was like, no, definitely not. Jesus Christ, promote them at my wedding.
Might get a discount, you never know.
So I quickly changed that to like the still. sorry, that's me for drinking, really.
Well,
I'm not really drinking much anymore either.
We could probably start another podcast with all my drinks.
What's your main one?
Beer.
What's your main
is it beer as in beer or lager?
Lager. Well, I do like a few beers. I've had, like, I said last week about the advent calendars, didn't we? They've given me an advent calendar of sorts. Like, every few days I get an extra bottle of beer. It's all wrapped up. The other day, first one I had was something from, it was the Silverstone Brewery or something. So it's like, I was like, oh, they're going to be all cool ones every day, every few days. Like ones I've never heard of, but they weren't. But still, the Silverstone one was pretty nice. The second one I had was like Thirsty Ferret.
Yeah, that's good.
Proper Job.
proper job is a really nice beer.
Pretty hoppy and citrusy in that, but I haven't had that one. And today I had Hells. Have you heard of Hells? Camden Hells. There was the lager, one of those today. That was quite nice. Quite crisp and refreshing. But yeah, I don't just drink beer, but I do drink quite a lot of beer. I went for a few days without drinking at all this week, which was the first time for a while. It wasn't particularly hard, so just to show myself that I could. It's like, I know what it was actually. Last week, I don't know if anyone picked up, I was a bit hammered. By the end of the show. Hammered. And then I carried on drinking after the show, which was quite late. And I did not feel very well on Saturday. I was like, I'll actually just knock it on the head a bit. So yeah, 3 days in a row, didn't ever drink. Good.
That's when you know you got a hangover. I'm never drinking again.
I did drink the day after. We had friends around Saturday night, and they were all like, one of them was like we were sitting in our back garden. It was like 2 degrees centigrade, so everyone's in their coats and got blankets on and everything. We had our outdoor heater on, but it was fucking freezing. Someone was drinking a bottle of wine. My mate brings his cider, like he normally has, and Mrs. was drinking some wine, and I was just like, "Nah, I'm not really having a drink tonight. Feel up to the coffee, thanks." And it was freezing, so I thought that was a wise move, actually. But yeah, that kind of put me off a bit after last week. But I do like me bourbons. My main spirit.
Are you Tennessee? These days. Tennessee smooth.
No, not Tennessee. Because that's more mashy, like Jack Daniels, isn't it? Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bourbons from Kentucky, I think. And that's I've got one Woodford Reserve is one that I really like, and Buffalo Trace. They're the my two.
Wild Turkey,
Not Wild Turkey. I've not tried that one.
That's a drink we used to drink at New Year when we were. Like me and my mates would go every New Year to like bring in the bells or Christmas Eve night out, which I don't get to do anymore. But we used to do it, and it would be like, right, everyone's got to have a shot of it. And it was just like the most rank thing. You needed a chaser, I thought, like every single time. It was horrible.
I've never had that one, but I don't know. That does surprise. That makes me. I'm surprised if it is horrible, because most of those are quite. That's what I like. And, Maker's Mark, that's a good one as well, with the waxy top bottle. Looks like a nice bottle. But that's pretty good.
You can try it, and you can update us whether you think it is disgusting.
I do like a Manhattan cocktail, which is bourbon-based. That's quite nice.
Fancy.
It's very, very strong alcohol-based, but yeah, very good.
Did everyone do their alcohol? Sorry, I'd nip away from the mic for a minute.
I was going to say, I like my strong hoppy beers. I do like a Hop Goblin. I do a few different ones. There's a King Goblin that's really nice. Hop Goblin, yeah. Witchwood Brewery, but they do a King Goblin one. It's a bit stronger.
It's well strong, nice.
A couple of them will do me good. If I'm out drinking, though, I get tempted towards tequila.
After you've had a skinful, just like when you can't stomach the beer anymore.
Start me off, to be honest. But I don't like the cheap shit.
I was gonna say this is where the misconception is around tequila, is that people think it's like just a drink that people go for to shot and like middle of the night kind of thing, to when you're kind of getting rat arse already. But really, really good tequilas are quite good and easy to drink.
Yeah.
As a starter drink sometimes, if you get good stuff, not the cheap shit that you're, when you go, can I get a tequila? Get some tequila slammers in. It's normally the crap stuff that you're getting served for that.
Yeah.
The holiday, what do you call it? All-inclusive holiday spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, just
what,
burns.
What kind of tequila do you like? Don Julio.
Hang on, what have I got? Yeah, last year I got a Don Julio, silver, and what's the other one? It's a golden color. But it's like the missus got, well, I got one for the missus and the missus got one for me. No, it wasn't last Christmas. It was Christmas before, because that's when we started really going on tequila. And yeah, we went for him in about a month and was like, we really like this. So yeah, it was not this year, last year, when we were going out, we'll drink in nice tequilas to start with. And then, you know, but yeah, Don Julio, it's weird because there's three types of tequilas. There's the silver, which is basically the, it hasn't been distilled for that long. And then you've got like a golden one, which is like a year or between a year and 3 years. And then you've got a real dark color one that's like oak. What's it called? Put in oak barrels and left for like... Yeah, oak aged. And yeah, and that's like a really sort of peaty, really strong flavored one.
Like whiskey.
Yeah, it is. It's when you actually look into it, it is like whiskey in how it's sort of distilled and stored, and how the flavors sort of progress and sort of change upon age. It's quite nice. Yeah, it's good.
Play your cards right with me, and you might get some of that bottles from me sometime. we make.
He meets you in a bar, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just... Got some slide you some Rohypnol at the same time. be a great night.
I obviously don't drink anymore, but if I had to tell you what I miss, I do miss beer. I was always pretty straightforward and just liked lager. I could even just drink cheap shit lager. I don't mind. I just like to guzzle lager.
You're like the kind of guy that would just jump down to the local pub and just be like, beer.
Yeah. No. Give me a Foster's that'll do. Well,
phone on the tap and work our way along.
Yeah. The problem with strong beers and stuff like that is that you're just out of your head too quickly, right? It's not that I don't like them. It's just, yeah, you just.
For me, it has to taste nice. It's simple. Simply put, for me, if it doesn't taste nice, I can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I do miss the occasional glass of wine. I really don't miss booze that much, and I definitely don't miss hangovers. So there you go. And usually my drinking always came with a hangover, so there you go.
But here's the thing, right? When you started drinking when you're young, right, hangovers weren't really a thing. At what age did hangovers start kicking in for you?
No, I definitely had hangovers when I was young.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Mine sort of started like, probably like late 20s, sort of as I turned 30. I suppose that's when Bella was born, so we weren't drinking much between. So I think, yeah.
That's funny you say that. It was around about me turning 25 that hangovers really started to kick my arse. Like, yeah, okay, you 20s onwards, I was feeling them, but not to the extent it was like, can't function. Like, I could get up and go do my job and whatever, and I would just be like, yeah, I can feel the effects of it. But it was now for a hangover, it's like, oh.
I'm pretty sure that still counts as having a hangover.
But... Well, yeah, but it wasn't nowhere near the kind, like, I could drink the same amount now as I did back then, and I would feel 10 times worse.
Yeah, the thing is, I get occasional hangovers now, but I just don't drink mad amounts like I used to. That's the difference.
Yeah, see, I found at the end of my 20s, it was when the hangovers started to be like 2 days. You're like, oh,
yeah.
I'm on day two of this hangover, right? That's
I've had 3 days.
Oh, yeah, 3 there.
Yeah, but that's like you must have drunk way too much to get a hangover.
Yeah, that's usually probably the back end of a 2 day bed.
That could have been one night, and I've just probably not had any water or like hydrated myself enough before falling asleep.
I just found those tequilas, Sean. One was the Don Julio Raspada. And the other one that I bought the missus was the Don Julio Cristiano.
Yeah.
The nice.
Intense.
Okay, Stuart Cullen, a friend of the show, has sent us in a thanks Pilch for that. By the way, good to hear Boss Wave back on the airwaves. Yeah. If you're not already listening, go check them out, of course.
Yep.
Stuart Cullen, friend of the show, with Stadia available in eight new countries this week, including Austria, Czechia, Poland, and Slovakia, and with Cyberpunk running better on the system than the consoles and getting a good reception, is this the turning point in the tide? And could things be up? And could things be on the up? Could they?
Could there?
Yeah, it said could there, but I think could there.
Well, we said about this Cyberpunk on Stadia and free Stadia Premiere bundle a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if it's in the news, but we've seen some of the stuff about Cyberpunk running like garbage.
Well, only like GTA 3 on the PS4.
Yeah. If you really want to play Cyberpunk and you've got an Xbox controller and you don't want to play it on your Xbox, just buy it on the Stadia.
Well, GeForce Now's working.
Is it? Okay.
Because then you're getting the full ray tracing treatment apparently on the GeForce Now version.
Okay.
You can buy the game there on Steam or GOG, or is it on Epic? I think I don't know. But yeah, I think it works on Epic. Definitely, Steam and GOG work on GeForce Now. But you could buy the game on them and then play it on streaming. I've not seen anything. I don't know how it's running on Stadia. I've not seen it personally, but
I wouldn't want to say anything unless I'd seen it myself. I guess there probably is footage out there, but it's as long as it wasn't hyped up footage from someone's been paid to show it. I would like to see it from someone's perspective that's like got no ties to it.
Yeah, and I'd like to see it from my own perspective. Because I haven't tried any other games on Stadia except for PUBG.
It's probably not the best one to try, is it?
Well, the thing about PUBG on Stadia was this, is that there was input lag, right? Which was not great for PUBG. It made it almost unplayable, but I did enjoy playing it anyway. Like, if you're in a pinch, you can play it. But it's not being generated at your machine. So it looks like shit. Right, it's not that the graphics are bad, it just looks washed out, like you're watching like a washed out YouTube video. Okay, so I want to see how does Cyberpunk, what does it look like, right? You have to be prepared to be giving up something for this, like Cyberpunk and a bit of input lag's not really going to matter. I don't think it's that sort of game, but is it going to look a bit crappy and washed out? I don't know. I'd like you guys say, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see someone give an honest review.
They're meant to be running off of better systems than what we can.
I don't know what Stadia is based on.
I think that the thing, I know we talk about this quite often. If Stadia had done an hour demo on these games for free, it would dispel all of these questions and actually drive people towards it and think, actually, this is a really good thing. No installs, no updates. It just plays. If they did that, I think they would have a winner on them.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dave. That's a really
good idea. Or let you have like a day pass where maybe you only pay like a fraction of the cost. So you're test it for a day so you get the feel for it, so you can go on it, come back to it for the day. But yeah, that kind of premise of what you're saying would be this. Well, you'd think it would make more commercial sense.
It's certainly a game that could help boost Stadia. I mean, from what we're hearing, so
they had some really big sales on. I can't remember what it was. I remember looking and going, It was games that hadn't, like, I have never seen as good a discount as what I'd seen. It was like there was three games and they were knocking them out for about a tenner on Stadia. I don't know if they're still on there. I can't remember what they were. But I was like, oh, that's actually quite the discount and quite the sale. And, you know, but then there's always that thing like, I could pay that tenner and then not be able to play it in a year.
Yeah.
They need to. Like that suggestion about some demos, Dave, I think is that, like I say, if you're starting a whole new platform, then you need to be doing something a bit out of the ordinary, don't you, to get people on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Stuart. MS Rangers says, evening, chaps. I got my dispatch notice from Amazon Germany today. Should have my Xbox Series X next week. This will be the last time I order from EU, as come 1st of January, UK is out of EU, and you could be charged import duty and VAT on goods bought from the EU. So this is a warning to you all.
Cool.
You will be charged import duty.
The way things are going, yeah. Big time. You,
I guess.
Well, yeah, it'll cost like £1,000 for an Xbox Series X by 2nd of January.
Well, you just ordered it from Japan, wouldn't you?
Well, sure, yeah, but surely it shouldn't matter. I mean, that's the whole point of you paying the import duties, right? You're paying the taxes that you're not having to pay by buying it online from Germany.
Yeah. So, like...
It's going to even out in the end, I guess. Like, things are phenomenally cheaper for me to buy them in the US, generally. But I get slapped with import duties if I try and bring them up.
Right.
Well, thing is, I don't know, because
you take the van down there every other weekend.
Under current law,
that's why you take the van down there.
Currently, we can buy anything from the EU and it doesn't cost us anything extra because we're still trading with on old terms. So we're all part of the same block. But yeah, not for much longer. But Amazon is based in Ireland, so I don't know how that's going to work. Assume they're going to have a UK operation.
Oh, you would have thought so, for sure.
They won't pay any fucking tax here, though, will they?
No, of course not.
We have some stuff. Thanks very much for that. Discord Jay says, drones, do any of you own one? Do you recommend them? Are they as easy to control as they are in Ghost Recon Wildlands? I'm getting myself a DJI Mini 2. Does this make sense to any of you? Long live the SEALs. Long live the SEALs. Just take a moment to savor the fact that somebody said that to us. It's awesome. Long live the... Yeah, right on, brother.
Just to think, there was that one day where we were sitting playing PUBG, and I think it was like me and you, Fraser, and we were just on the beach, and we're like, come on, SEALs, or SEAL team. And all of a sudden, it just created SEAL team.
Just snowballed.
Obviously, that's another name thing out there, but SEAL
team. It's been great. Anyway. SEALs stuck. I bought a drone for my son, and do I recommend a drone? No.
You didn't get a good one, I assume, if you bought it for your son.
I don't even think, like, I put drones, remote control cars, and all, you know, it's really what you like, right? I mean, remote control car, you get a remote control car, they're really cool. For like an hour.
And then you eventually lose interest because you've driven it about.
Yeah, I thought drone was the same thing for me. It was like interesting.
Could it not be right that, because this is the way I maybe look at it. As a kid, that's a fun thing for you to go and play away. But for like eventually, say you were to be more interested in like using remote control cars, and to really get the enjoyment out of it, would you not be like, I need to take it to like a place where I can race it like against other people, or
do robot wars?
Or a robot wars. Just like a course, or like a course where you got to go over jumps and stuff. I don't know. But then when you think about drones, I've always had that same kind of thought as Jay here. Do I buy one? But what do I buy if I do? And why would I want? Why do I really want one? I want one because it looks fun for a little while. But then what? What they do with after.
That's exactly it. They're very clever and they're very neat, and it's a challenge to control them.
I don't think it is for these ones, because I can tell you, my mate has a DJI Mini, and he keeps showing me all the videos that he keeps filming with his drone. It's fucking crazy. He's only showing me on his iPhone, but it's recording like 4K video. It's just fucking mental how much detail you can capture on those things. And the mental thing is how easy it is, because it basically just plugs into his phone, it's the transmitter.
Yeah.
So he can get a direct video feed of what the drone sees. He actually started, he has had radio controlled helicopters for quite a while beforehand. So he's, and those things are fucking crazy, because they can do shit with radio-controlled ones that real ones cannot do. And then he moved. He had another drone, which was like a manual control drone. These DJIs basically, like, they're almost pretty much fly themselves. It's fucking like rock steady. Like, it's almost like it's on a platform. It's mental how still they are. And the other week we had a bit of fog. And he went and flew his drone, and it went straight up through the fog, and he went above the fog, and he could see everything. It looked like he was fucking, like, you know, when you go off, when you went flying in a plane or whatever, flying above the clouds.
Aladdin in the carpet.
It was just mental. I was like, that looks fucking mad. So yeah, they are cool. And he goes climbing. So his thought is he's going to set up his drone to record him climbing a rock face and stuff like that. So
I reckon if you've got a purpose for having one, it's probably makes sense. Like, if you're going to get benefit out of having it, if you're just wanting one to fly for the sake of flying something, then maybe.
If you want to fly, I don't think these ones are the ones to, like I say, these pretty, like, really, like I say, there's obviously some mad computer in there, like calculating it however many times a second it needs to move these fractions to keep it steady, which you cannot do physically as a human. But they are cool, definitely very cool. And if you're looking to, like, buzz around and you know, fly it around, I don't know if these ones are that kind of thing. But definitely cool.
Okay.
But just don't go near any fucking airfields or stadiums or
nudist beach.
No, yeah. Do go to nudist beach.
Yeah.
These ones are. I do know about these. One thing I do know about is it's under 250 grams, so you don't have to register it. So
I know it's 249 grams.
Yeah, it's 200. Yeah, so yeah. It's just under the limit for you have to register it with the authorities to.
All right.
Tell them you have a drone.
But yeah, don't fucking gaffer tape a gun to it or anything.
All right.
I'm sure that was top of his list of things to do.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it? Just drop it.
Dave, you're on the next one.
Make sure Dave the Grand Police reads this as it wind him up. Oh my god, this is driving my dyslexia crazy. Cyberpunk has been released, and apparently the only platform it is decent on is Stadia, Discuss, and Wind Chimes.
I'm surprised
you don't
have the E's as threes and shit like that for you.
Oh god, that actually hurts my head. I haven't been drinking.
Are you dyslexic?
Yeah, quite badly. Always have been. It's worse with numbers. It's
you got through that.
I got through that, but that was actually painful. Using odd capitalizations in the middle of sentences.
Well done, Lord, taking advantage.
Thank
of
you.
The disabled.
Yeah.
Wanker.
Wow, we're not that sort of place.
But yes, Cyberpunk has been released, and apparently, only platform is decent on Stadia. No, we will discuss in a bit.
But no, it's been discussed.
I think we've already kind of covered.
Yeah, but it might also be coming up a bit later.
Yeah, it'll be coming up, but we've discussed the Stadia part.
Assuming we actually get that far this week.
We're going to get that far. I'm driving us. Oh, yeah, okay. But I've still got to watch this time. Okay, so, and Wind Chimes. Yes, that is a good point to raise. I didn't have my rant. Did I have my rant on Wind Chimes? The rant just basically goes along the lines of, like, who the hell? Like, and if you do this, I'm sorry, but yeah. Like, why would you put wind chimes up? Like, I live in a townhome complex where people are, you know, houses are next to each other. Same where most people, like a lot of people live, right? Why would you put wind chimes up? Who wants to listen? Why do you, why are you so...
Fuck. Maybe they want to know if it's windy outside.
No, well, there's also
okay,
that.
Good, and good.
And you have to get rid of the evil spirits, don't you?
Well, like how fucking... I don't even know what word I'm looking for. Blinkered or self-infatuated you have to be to think that that other people want to listen to your wind chimes. Like, there's a lot of noises in towns and cities, right? We can't help, right? Fucking wind chimes. I do not want to hear that. Like, that's just... I'm not, so not, fucking not miserable, aren't I, right? But say, seriously.
Isn't it nice and calming when you're sitting in the summery garden? In the
no.
deck chair, and you can just hear
not
the
if
little...
it's somebody ding, else's ding, wind ding, chimes. Ding. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, it's not the worst there is by any means. Right? I don't know.
Not like someone playing a fucking vuvuzela constantly for half a day.
Well, then you're just like, that's like, you. I don't know.
That would be more annoying, I reckon.
I think I would actually prefer the wind chimes right now rather than in the winter time. I've got like my neighbors are big weed smokers, and in the winter it just seems to come right through the windows and like next to me. The smell, it's like they were sitting in here smoking it. So that's how
that
bad
sounds
it
better
is.
Than wind chimes to me.
Nah, no, it's not. It's horrible.
You don't want to live on my street. It's nuts. Honestly, it's nuts here now, right? I think I can just point. I could walk out my door and point to it and go, that house are all places where I know blatantly people are just smoking weed now. It's mental over here now. It's great. Right?
It is legal also.
Yeah, I know, but it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
One day. Then I'll stop drinking.
Yeah,
Lord just likes to bring out the worst in us now, doesn't he? Like, one is he's picking on Dave, and the next one he's bringing Fraser's anger issues out.
I just walked past these houses. There are two houses near me, like in the place just not far from where I walk the dog, and they're really close together. Like they're detached houses, but they're very close to each other with like maybe a 3 or 4 foot gap in between. And one of the houses, they've hung their wind chimes right in the corner, eaves trough, like literally 2 foot from this other person's house. I'm like, discuss this with them before you put that up? Like, did they
Has the
just
other
go,
person
oh, yeah,
not got wind
okay.
chimes as well?
Well,
they, not.
You would,
they got like, I mean, wind chime battles going on.
Wind chime battle.
Like some sort of rap battle.
Wind chime.
And it escalates bigger and bigger.
Imagine. I'm going to build, like, just that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to next year, I'm going
to
just get.
You just need to outdo them with the biggest fucking wind chime out.
I'm going to get some with, like, huge. I'm going to just get, like, down. They have some metal fabricators down the road. I'll get them to do massive ones hanging up on huge, like, shipbuilding chains. Just dong.
Just get a gong. Every morning at 6 a.m, you get up and you go.
The pub, gong. The pub G gong. Gong. The pub gong.
Gong. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Could get those blue men. Okay, do the like make one of those things that the blue men have that they slap all like those plastic tubes on and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I got a battle Blake for like those the wind chime standoff. Anyway,
you can start a new trend.
Yeah. And the other thing I did was I blew it last week because I went to call the episode Wind Chimes. And what did I call it? Chime bells. What the fuck is that? Chime bells.
I didn't want to say anything, but anyway.
I don't know. Actually, the pair of you could say much at the end of the episode last week anyway. So
it got a lot worse another couple of hours after that.
It did get a lot worse when we were playing Valorant afterwards.
I'll need to come on another time in the future and be absolutely hammered, and you can experience drunk Sean.
Well, I'm not sure we need that.
Okay, so let's move. We've got general week stuff. I'm not gonna cover anything in this. So I suggest if anybody has anything, then just get it done and over with quickly.
Oh, I'll go with. I started watching The Mandalorian tonight, and I'm loving it. It's brilliant. He's so cute.
Have you just started season one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's really interesting the way they've done it, and it's funny, and it's just hitting all the right kind of notes, really. And that's what I waited until I had Ethan.
Perfect. I was just about to say,
because he's like, I don't like Star Wars, and I'm like, when have you ever watched Star Wars, Ethan? He's like, I don't like it, and I was like, come on, we'll watch it, and we'll see. And then I'm saying to him, do you like it? And he's like, yeah, Baby Yoda is so cool. And my other thing is I got Santa came early for me with a new monitor. So
is that a 4K one, was it?
No.
It's gone down. It's gone down from a 4K.
Yeah, I was on a 4K, which was always capped at 60 hertz. I've now gone over to the Gigabyte G32CQ or something like that. It's amazing.
Is it 120 hertz one, is it? Or?
165.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful, the picture, even a lot of the time anyway on the other monitor I used to downscale to 1440 as it was, because it was just a bit more fresh to play on every game. The 4K was nice at times because it meant you didn't have like these weird little dots in the distance, you're like, what is that? And it, whereas you with 4K you could kind of really, it was a bit more clarity, but ran like shit.
Yeah, everything right. It's really, really, because it's basically twice as much as a 2K monitor. So
it is, yeah. But this at 1440, there's certain maps on Tarkov that I'm experiencing 130, 40, 50 FPS, and I'm like, I never ever could imagine having that. Whereas before I was capped at like 60. I felt like it was bottlenecking me, and see, like now, running along, I don't have this like little skipping happening. So what I think was happening was that it was the frames weren't matching up with the like what my GPU was allowing, and then the monitor was able to handle. It just wasn't matching up, and it was just a mess.
Getting like screen tearing and hitching.
Well, screen tearing, yeah, but that was always something you could never get away from, but it just wasn't matching up. Like I could, if I didn't have G-Sync on, not G-Sync, sorry, V-Sync on the game, then I could get like 70-80 FPS in the game, but because the monitor could only go up to 60 hertz anyway, that extra frames it was getting, I think, was causing just that kind of hiccups. Yeah. So now I'm just like running along like, this is so smooth. Wow, I didn't realize it was such a thing. Even playing like Dota, it just looks fresh, and the colors on the screen are brilliant. When you have to play around with the color settings, just out of the box, it's not great. It's a bit washed looking, but when you sit and play with all the settings and that, and choose the right, if there's presets as well you can go with that I've done, and I'm loving it so far. Cyberpunk's looking brilliant on it.
Nice. There's been a lot of monitor chat in
I noticed
in the seal hardware chats, which has been interesting.
So if anyone is looking at upgrading, definitely the Gigabyte one, I would definitely say it's great. It's sturdy. It is a curve. It's 100. It's the 1500 curve.
It's quite a big curve, actually.
It is, but I don't feel like I feel more immersed in the screen.
What size is it?
Games. 32.
Right.
I feel more immersed in a lot of the games, but especially like first persons. It just takes a little bit of getting used to, but once you've become attuned to it, whatever the right word accustomed to it, yeah. It fits in perfect. There was another monitor I did look at. Is it higher than number of, I think it sounded like 1,000 curve or something, that it was meant to be ridiculous. Like
that's the radius.
Odyssey. So, yeah.
So it's like a 1,000 is like a 1 meter radius, and a 1,500 is a 1.5 meter radius. So a 1,000 would be more of a curve than a 15.
Aye, yeah. So there was a 1,000 one, and then people were saying, if you've not experienced curved monitors before, it's quite deep to get into, and it can give some people headaches.
Nice.
So yeah, awesome. Was loving it. Santa was so nice. 2 weeks early. It's alright. She got her Fitbit watch, so she was watching.
You don't have to justify it to us. Don't have to justify it to us. Davey boy.
I started watching The Expanse. Actually,
from the beginning, is this?
From the beginning.
Oh, I've watched the beginning a couple of times.
I think I've watched the first episode once before. And I think I've seen this. And then watched the second episode and was like, don't remember whatsoever from there. So, watching that bit, it's quite good. It's basically about what they call as belters. They mine ice. Earth and Mars are politically separate and close to war. And series.
It's a colonized Mars. It's not Martians.
Yeah.
Is this on Netflix?
Yeah. This is on Amazon Prime, I think.
It's on Netflix.
It might be on Netflix.
I'm sure I've heard or seen a trailer for this, and I was quite keen on seeing it, watching it.
But there's like 5 seasons of it. Yeah. So I was like, I should really start watching this. So I've got like 3 or 4 episodes in. Really good. I love that.
Another one for me to pick up then.
Also, I tried to start watching Altered Carbon, which is a Netflix one, which looks really good. I watched about 5 minutes of it, and the missus was watching it with me, but she said, don't watch anymore because I want to watch it with you. So I haven't actually watched any of that, but there's a very good looking guy having a shower in the first 5 minutes of that, and so no wonder her interest was piqued.
Did she have to go to bed shortly after this, didn't she?
She had to go to work actually. Yeah. I was like, oh.
If I'm watching something and it cuts to like some chiseled body or whatever having a shower, whatever like that, I always say to my wife, I don't remember doing this TV program. And you have to do that every time.
Yeah,
she
work,
looks at you with those pity eyes and you go, any chance of a pity?
Those days are long gone.
Pity bucks, they really aren't.
And then I've been doing some scripting in Visual Basic, mainly to create an auto input script so I could pretend to be working, because my presence is now on 2 different applications, and one of the applications doesn't allow you to fake being online all the time, which is Teams. Teams is on one of the apps. I can just set myself as available. Don't change that when I'm not. Don't move anything for 5 minutes. That's fine. Yeah,
this is my gripe. I have this exact problem. So send it to me when you get it.
So it's going to be Dave's moneymaker, right?
In Excel, there was Visual Basic, you can create scripts in there. So I'm in the process of creating a script that makes movement every couple of minutes.
This is great.
Awesome.
Could you technically not just have a macro set on it? Well, I was saying that, I wouldn't be able to put one on my laptop because it doesn't let me put other shit on it.
That's the problem with me. I can't install anything. I can't run any macros because they're blocked as well.
Oh, yeah.
So Well, there's
you could
two
have like a fancy keyboard. It would have macros built into the keyboard, like they're all stored on the keyboard.
Could do, yeah, that's a good idea. I don't actually have a keyboard like that at the moment. There's two.
What about
two...
a drinking bird?
Yeah.
Huh?
The drinking bird, like Homer used.
Oh, yeah.
I just really...
That did lead to a nuclear meltdown, as far as I remember.
Yeah,
there was something like that, yeah. There is a downside to the drinking bird.
The other thing that I've seen is if you get an analog watch or clock that you can put face down, you can put your mouse on it, and like every 60 seconds, the as long as it's got a second hand on it, it will make the movement.
Oh yeah, boy, like
so.
It.
That's the hardware hack on it.
My kids do those hardware hacks all the time now. They're like, I'll come back to their desks and they've got like some book
rubber bands on their controller.
Rubber
shit.
Bands on controllers, a book leaning onto a certain key or something like that, where they're trying to get some sort of.
Great, until someone messages you on Teams and you've got your like a book pressed on enter and it's just this big message like.
I've been looking at that because I've been playing some games.
That's awesome. This is the best part of the show. I love it. I love it.
I don't know. This is my points then.
This is the sort of thing your wife needs to understand. This is what makes this not the shower scenes, right? This is what makes you Dave God, right? The God, right? Because this is a man who's found something he needs to do, right? You know, and he's solving a problem. It's not, you know. I guess maybe it's a want, but you need to do it, don't you? It's ingenuity. This is that's the sort of thing that they say builds great countries, right?
I've probably spent longer on creating this script, like this Visual Basic app within Excel rather than just wiggle the mouse like every now and again. I've actually put some proper hours into this. But there will be a time where this will be useful for something. And I'll think, I've done that. I've done that already.
It'll be useful when you need to put hours into a game somewhere.
Well, the thing is, later then I'll say to you, oh, by the way, Dave, on Space Engineers, I've built this ship, but now I need you to come and do more scripts on there, please, thank you. Just like we used you the last time.
So that's it. That's basically been my week of random stuff I've been doing.
Brilliant, Dave.
I'm so glad that you're on the same page as me at the moment. We're having the same problem. That's insane.
No.
Okay, so let's go on to what we've been playing. I suggest that you know what? Let's. How's your news looking? I'm just wondering whether we finish on. Do we need to? Fuck.
There's not a lot of news.
Well, I'm trying
we
to.
We can bin the news
this.
Off. To be fair.
I'm overthinking this.
We've probably talked about all the news.
Yeah.
Let's just run through then. Let's run through what everyone's been playing except for Cyberpunk, and then we'll finish on Cyberpunk, and then we'll probably be done.
Cool.
I'll start. I've been playing more Wind Waker. I'm back into Wind Waker again. I thought I was really making progress, and then I found out that I really wasn't as far ahead as I thought. That sort of took the wind out of my sails a bit. Right.
That's a bad
anybody
part.
Get that? Anybody get that? I didn't really mean to do it.
I thought we were all supposed to ignore that.
But the thing is, this the area that I set up my GameCube, I've got I've set the new stereo up with all the new speakers and stuff. And it's just as soon as I go down there to start playing Wind Waker, my dog comes and he comes and sit on the sofa next to me. And just the two of us sit there playing Wind Waker for a couple of hours. And I sit there and I go, my life is fucking brilliant. This is just great. I'm so happy just sitting there, comfortable, playing Wind Waker, you know. And I'm really enjoying the game and it's good. And I sort of had that sort of, I've got to get it finished, and then I suddenly get sidetracked. And so I've gone off on sidetracks, which is really nice. So that game's going to keep delivering for a while. I would like to get it finished so I can move on to something else, but I don't want to wish it away, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And then Valorant, I continue to play. Did we play Valorant last week for Mike Chin.
Yeah, it was last week. That was last
Extra Life. Okay. Yeah, that's worth a mention. So we all got together for Mike Chin's Extra Life and played Valorant. As far as I can work, I listened to the Veteran Gamers. Chinny found it pretty. I forget how hardcore Valorant is if you don't play it a lot, if you haven't, or you're new to it. But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
But we were playing customs. We weren't going easy.
No one's going to like. It was really interesting because you guys wouldn't have noticed unless you were on our team. But I think at one point Mike says, "Oh, are they letting us win?" And one of us just went, "If you know Sean, he is not going to let anyone win. Right? That is never going to happen." No, Sean.
Towards the end when Chinny just started murdering everybody. I was like, "What?"
Well, that was what was nice about it was he really picked his game up at the end. You know, he started to settle into it, and then the final play of the game was he picked up the last two kills to win the match for us, and they were great plays with Phoenix as well. Like he went around the corners, flashed, didn't flash any of his teammates, went round, flashed, killed, went round, and then pulled another flash straight away and killed the next and last guy. It was really good, really good. So props to Mike for the killer Valorant plays. And obviously for what he did for Extra Life as well.
Yeah.
It's tough going. It's really tough going not to take anything. That's why I never do it, because I don't want to do it. So I'm happy to admit that. We've had that rank disparity on ranked matches. So I can't, every time we go to play a ranked match or we check it out, I'm too far removed from Matt's skill level. I don't know why it only picks me up. I'm sure some
no, other people. No, it's me as well.
No, it's not.
But anyway, so I decided to play some ranked games this week. I played a couple of ranked games to try and get my level up. I played one ranked game early in the week and my level did not move at all. And then I played one ranked game last night and I bumped myself up into bronze. So, I had a killer game.
Might be enough.
Yep. So...
I don't even know what my rank is because we haven't played ranked for so long. So I don't even know where I am. Then.
Yeah. So it was a nice surprise to get. I just was lucky. I had a brilliant game. I was like 17, 18 kills or something. Or
I think it helps when you're in a good team that wins as well.
Yeah, we won decisively. I had a lot of kills.
I find it's... If I'm not playing with Matt, I get a lot more kills and have a lot better game as a character
myself.
Because he just
hoovers everybody up.
he does. Like, because it's so good, he knows all the corners and where to go. And I spend a lot of time, I play as Sage, the healer. I actually spend a lot of time healing him, keeping him alive, reviving him. And I don't get that many kills. So it's really funny that when I'm not playing against Matt or with Matt, like my character has a lot better of a game of it. So I don't know. Yeah. It is weird how the team
dynamic changes. Yeah, depending on who is who, it's really interesting. I played a game. I think it was the last game we all played together, right? And we won decisively. I had very few kills. But I had six plants, right? So my job was. I was doing the grab the spike, you know.
Yeah, doing the
dropping
smokes,
getting into where I needed, getting the thing down. Probably get killed in the process, but you know. But my part, it's difficult to get recognized if you're not getting the kills on the sheet, right? So the guy who is hoovering up the top, like Matt, he's ranking up like no one's business because he's a killer, right? So I think the game is a little bit shonky like that, and I suppose it's interesting to have Sean here because I'm not used to these types of games where you have classes. So, you know, you have people have mains, which I have never really experienced, like having a main, you know, what's the main type of character you play or whatever. But how does that work for something like Dota, Sean? Like you have different classes and ranks and stuff.
It's quite in depth and like it's a game where you need to actually sit and study a little bit about like what every hero can do, and it takes a long time, and that's what I think kind of plays into Valorant. But thankfully it's not so vast. In Dota you're talking 150 plus heroes, In Valorant, you're talking what, 10?
20? 10?
Nah, it's more than 10. It's
15 or something.
It's like, yeah, right. 10 plus anyway. And it's when you start playing game after game after game, because the games, how long does a game last? Probably what, like half an hour?
Yeah, half an hour, 40 minutes.
Depending on how crap you are and how good you are. And I find, like, comparing them, for me, I find it very easy to just pick up the fact of what each person can do. I always just forget the names because I know so many names from other games, and then I'm playing that. I'm just like, that guy with the that can disappear and reappear. Omen. That's probably the hardest part for me, is remembering their names.
Because they probably all sound the same as other games as well.
So similar, yeah, in some cases, I would imagine, yeah.
I think I shouted, I called someone that dark hoodie bloke or whatever. Purple hoodie bloke.
But Dota's got such a steep learning curve compared to like Valorant, I would say. But the premise is still there.
Mm. Difference is you need Twitch skills in Valorant, which you don't necessarily need in Dota, as you.
What, Dota?
You
definitely would need some form of Twitch skill. Yeah.
But it's not literally like aiming at a thing.
No, but you're mousing over different things, yeah. And you might have to. It depends how your playstyle is. I have a very weird setup compared to what most people would do for Dota. On Dota, they'll use their mouse to move the screen. So they'll move up, left, right, whatever, to keep the camera view where they want it. But and then also at the same time, like they're using all the keys to do all their abilities, but they're also having to click on things. And I'm sitting going, nah, I can't do that. Like my mind just can't do that. So I actually still, because I've come from a WASD background on almost every single game that I've ever played, I feel like when I'm playing a top-down looking from above, WASD has to be the way I move my camera around.
Do you use that moves like the whole screen?
Yeah, for me anyway. And then I like use for my abilities Q, E, R, F. So I've actually, in Valorant, basically imposed that into Valorant from Dota. Like, I use Q, and Matt will be going, the ability for so-and-so, and then I'm like, no, I've rebound all my keys, so it doesn't make any sense, but it does to me. Finger memory.
Sean.
Yo.
Actually, did, no, Neil, you didn't play Cyberpunk, so Neil, do you want to go?
Yeah, I've continued my Destiny addiction over the last week.
It's back, isn't it?
You took a fair break from that.
Yeah, I got a bit fed. I played it a shitload like 12 months ago. And I don't know at what point it was that I just kind of like got bored. I just got fed up doing the same old stuff. I'm doing the same old stuff a lot lately. But
that's what those kind of games end.
But it's weird because like the first... Oh, I don't know. When did it come out? When did I start playing it? I can't remember. I didn't play it when it first came out. So for the last... I guess about a month nearly. I've been playing it pretty hardcore. For the first 2 or 3 weeks, I never really played any PvP. This week, since Tuesday, has been Iron Banner week, which is where they do the Power Matters PvP. So this is the first time I've played this fucking God knows how long. And it's been absolutely brutal. Like as brutal as Valorant can be, with the like time to kill, the skill that is on display in Destiny 2 PvP on PC. I used to play on controller and not really have a problem, but
yeah, there was a time when you were sort of having a good time of it.
Yeah, I think it's in standard PvP, it's pretty casual. It's like there's a lot of people playing. You can come up against people who are not very good. Whereas when you're playing these ones, like you have these titles in Destiny. So if you've done loads and loads of these like mini achievements in the game, you get a title which displays next to your name. One of the titles is Flawless, which is probably one of the hardest things to get, which is comes from the Trials of Osiris, which is proper hardcore high-level PvP play. And when you go into this Iron Banner, and I said to you guys the other day, I'm at level 55 or something on the season pass. So I've got the number 55 above my head. There's 100 levels to the season pass. I was in a game of Iron Banner the other day, and some guy was on 629. And I was like, that's fucking crazy, because it's like a million XP to get through one level of the season pass or something stupid. It's like, that's a fucking load of Destiny they've been playing since September. And I'm like, they're clearly a PvP monster. And it was just like, I can't do anything. I'm just completely useless. Like, A, I'm underpowered compared to them, because they're maybe like, they're only like 10 or 15, 20 maybe higher than me. But that little bit is just like the amount of times I'm like, I'd land a couple of headshots on someone, I could see their like, health bar be really, really low, but normally in a PvP game, I probably would have killed them by now. And that's just enough to me to be dead. Like, a lot. So, yeah, it's been quite brutal. I've been a bit better today, because they've now, they also have, it's like a 6v6 game, Iron Banner, which is like, it's called Control, so you have three capture points. I'm trying to think, what is this? It's the same game mode in loads of first-person shooters. You've got to hold the points. The more points you get, the more control points you have, the more points you get when you kill someone, sort of thing. And there's two versions of it. So there's one where it's just standard Iron Banner. You go in, and you can have teams of up to six playing together, like in a group. And then there's Freelance, which is only solo players going into that playlist. And I was like, oh, I'll go into the Freelance because I'm on my own, so I'll just go up against other people who are on their own. And this was where I met all these fucking mad, crazy, high-skill level players. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was just like shouting and swearing.
Yeah.
And it's like they must be doing that while they're waiting for their teammates to turn up for the rest of the fuck to join up and just murder everybody fucking relentlessly. But in between times, I have actually enjoyed it. it's a good way to get like higher level gear. And like over the last few days, I've got rank been bumping up my power levels and getting them up, gear level up. So I'm not finding it quite such a struggle today as when I played it. I don't know if it's just the power level's gone up or that's helping, or just luck that it's clearly recalculated my skill level a bit. I'm not ranking in with the play, but people who are just mental good at it.
It's probably a bit of luck and then the system's taking pity on
you. Yeah. So, but it's weird. Like, you get, if a game's going massively one-sided in Destiny, Crucible, PvP, it will go, I've seen enough. And basically, it'll end the game early when someone's like, just, you've got like 5 points and the other team's on like 85. Just go, that's it. See, game over, 10 seconds and the game's done. So it can like reduce the amount of pain you're experiencing. But yes, so I've done a load of that. Done all my quests. There's one main quest line I had to do for this Iron Banner, which I finished earlier. I was like, I'm not sure I'm going to play any more of that. But I've got three classes of character, and I've only done it with one character, so I might go back and with the other characters. But yeah, I'm just loving the generally just go in there, pick up some bounties, go and kill a load of fucking aliens. And I've still only played that Iron Banner a bit this week. That's all, but PvP, what was that bizarre noise?
That was a terrible foghorn noise, but it's supposed to signify that's the end of your Destiny time.
Okay.
Talk about the Dollarama Duke. That's me. Dollar Store Duke.
I'll move on then. GTA Online. I've been playing. I'm just playing standard GTA Online. Not like Sean plays a role play. I've just been going in. I go to my casino, spin the wheel, see if I win anything. I've won three cars off the spinning the wheel in the last few weeks.
Thanks.
It's a 1 in 20. It's a 1 in 20 win. 1 in 20. But I've done it loads of times and not won anything. But yeah, I had an open wheel racer car win the other day, which is pretty cool. I was like, oh, I'm going to do some open wheel racing then. So yeah, I had a little bit of a blast with that. It's pretty fun. It's just a fucking crazy game, GTA Online. It's just, this is the reason why it still, you know, sells after like 7 years.
Well, you took me places, Neil. You showed me your nightclub,
yeah,
and the DJ and the dance floor and all that. And I was just like, that is amazing. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, I've got a new DJ, by the way, from a nightclub.
Oh yeah,
different set. It's just fucking crazy. There's four DJs at the moment. I've only got two out of the four. I don't really care. My nightclub's not that popular anymore, but I'm just like, I just go in there and add a little dance on the dance floor. Put it on cinematic camera.
Do a little dance, make a little love.
Just like listen to the music for a little while, maybe do a few missions. What I have been doing, which I've not been doing previously, because it's like, it can just get murdered repeatedly in normal online mode. So what I've been doing is just going, load up online, but loading it is friends only. So it locks off a bit of the content, but there's just basically me running around as the only person, actual person in the game. So it just means I won't get fucking griefed constantly by anybody.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So I've been all like just going and doing a few of the sort of missions that you get and driving around in my fucking cool cars and buying some cool cars and looking at the properties that are on sale and stuff like that. So yeah, just looking around basically. It'd be cool if there was someone around to play with, but whatever. And then similar, I've been playing some Red Dead Online, which I did post in our Discord. It was on the Humble Store for like £1.10 or something stupid, the online version. Because it was 75% off the 75% off price. Like, that's just fucking ridiculous.
That's odd.
But yeah, I've literally, because we talked about it, I think, about linking your Twitch Prime or Prime Gaming, whatever it's called, account. So I managed to pick up my Bounty Hunter role, which was free, because normally it's like 25 gold bars. I think actually Red Dead might have a more dubious economy than the GTA, which is pretty impressive. Or maybe it's just because I've had Twitch Prime so long on GTA that I've built up a stink load of money. It's because there's only one currency in GTA Online, whereas in Red Dead there's two. So yeah, if you don't have the gold bars in Red Dead, then you can't buy the roles and stuff like that. Whereas in GTA,
yeah,
it's like all dollars. So.
Has anyone else fired this up? I fired up Red Dead Online. I was very impressed with what I saw. I didn't have a chance to get into it, but I met Neil in online.
Finally.
And then my son came in, like Billy the Kid, and straight away he just lassoed this guy and dragged him to his death on the back of it. I was mortified. It's like, I thought we were going to be like, you know, try and make money and be proper. My son just comes in, kicks the door down, kills someone. He didn't care. That really scared me.
I've been in it as well, and I enjoy it. I got the bounty hunter thing and whatever, and it's a nice little change of game.
I think it's a very slow game. I think it's a game that you definitely take your time over. You know, you kick back, you get on your horse, you wander halfway across the map, just shooting stuff or just soaking it all in. It's a very beautiful game.
I'm making a point of not fast traveling.
Yeah, it's
good. A point of traveling and exploring.
Right now, Red Dead Online is going to sit there next to Sea of Thieves as just one of those games where it's going to be like a Sunday afternoon, and I'm like, you know what? I haven't got it in me to play the stuff that I normally play. Mm. Valorant or PUBG. So let's play something where we can just chill out. I find this quite often, like on, you know, at some points now with Matt, and maybe some of you. I'm just tired. And something like Red Dead or Sea of Thieves is perfect for like, I want to hang out, but I don't really want to think too hard about what I'm doing. Mm. And I can see Red Dead could be excellent for that.
Yeah, you know, definitely. We do need to just make that time to just fucking catch up and get on with, because I don't think now a couple of us have got Bounty Hunter mode. I think you can all join in and just like piggyback basically the bounty.
Right.
I don't think everyone needs to, like, you can all, if we're in the posse, like, you can create the temporary posse or whatever on each session. And I think as long as we're all, you can all help, you might not get as much rewards. I don't really know how it all works, but it's not massive rewards yet anyway. So
we're not locked out of it, basically. Yeah.
And we're at the weekend now. We only really downloaded it last weekend. So this weekend may be a chance for us to put some hours into it. Because like an hour, you can't just put an hour aside for it. It looks like you've got to be in there for at least a couple of hours.
Yeah.
To get shit done, right?
Yeah.
Well, you need to get all the beginner crap out of the way and then whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And a couple of little things. I just started Jedi Fallen Order on the Xbox because it was in a Game Pass quest, and I've played enough of it on the Xbox to know that I'm definitely going to play that when it comes to PC.
Oh, really? On PC, yeah. I downloaded it. So should I wait? Do you think it's going to come to Game Pass?
It's definitely coming. EA Play is coming to PC, I believe, on the 15th, which is Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So it looked all right on my Xbox, but I was like, yeah, it looks all right. It plays okay. Definitely going to be a shitload better on my PC, isn't it? So
yeah, okay.
I'm gonna looking forward to that next week. And I started also another game that I also have on PC, which I've never played on my PC, which was Game Pass quest, was Sniper Elite 4, and I was surprised at how actually pretty good it was. I played played a bit of, and I was like, no, it's all right, but it got a bit old pretty quick. But 4, I don't know if it's just because I haven't played it for ages, I was like, actually, this is pretty good. So I might play that on my PC as well, but I need to install.
Yeah,
that.
Rebellion are all right. The Rebellion to me are, I think, one of my favorite developers. They just like they knock out some decent stuff, but they don't really. No one really knows about them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like the Zombie Army trilogy stuff or the Zombie Army stuff is excellent. The Sniper Elites are solid titles, and they did that other one, which was
Strange Brigade. Was that then?
Strange Brigade. Yeah, that was really good. Really good. If that came to Game Pass, I would definitely play.
It was on Xbox Game Pass, I believe.
It was on Xbox Game Pass, but I didn't really. But I would play that again with you guys on PC for sure.
Mm.
It's well done. It's well made.
Is that a bit Left 4 Dead kind of thing? But it's with
No. It's more. No, not really. It's more like
Indiana Jonesy.
It's more Indiana Jonesy, but with. You know, you've got to be on your game for killing and stuff as well. Yeah.
So good. Like it's multiplayer cool. Uncharted.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds cool. I did look like the look of it when I saw it, but I never got around. So yeah, we've already talked about that. That's it. That's me.
Sean.
Red Dead as well. Yeah. But I'm not going to really go much into that apart from it was quite fun getting the Bounty Hunter thing and playing around with that for a little while. And it's just a nice, like you say, it's a nice relaxed game to kind of play. Fill out the hours, like, whilst I'm meant to be moving
working,
the mouse
around
my laptop.
Working, you can call it what it is. You're meant to be working.
Whilst I'm waiting for emails to come back to me, yeah. Jumping between a lot of games, though, really. That's what I'm kind of, I'm in a rut at the moment. I'm not finding something that I feel like I've put in time in. I've been jumping back on GTA Online, the roleplay stuff. The server I was on, it kind of has died off at the moment. Too much new stuff out there at the moment, I would say. It's pulled people away from it, so I've gave up with it. But yeah, Dota, Rocket League. I've ventured onto Space Engineers again, but this time online. I've never ever played it online. I used to just play it like solo or with friends, like making stuff with friends. But now I'm kind of going onto an online server and I've built everything from scratch there. And it's tricky when you first start out. So it's fun. It really does get you thinking, all right, what do I need to do? I need to make that work. And you put this here and that's not actually working, why is it not working? So you're doing the whole engineer part starts to really come out.
What you need to do is you need to subcontract Dave.
I know, right?
But here's the thing. You're going to be saying, Dave, are you working? And he's going to be, yeah, I'm working. But you'll never trust him.
I'm paying you. But I think it's something like, I know Dave quite enjoyed it for a little time, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of keen to like get into it again. Or I was thinking about the, what's the other one? That's the spacey one.
Stellaris?
Elite Dangerous. Mm-hmm. I was tempted about trying that again. I don't know.
You got it. You've got it, yeah, already.
I've got it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's Tarkov and Path of Exile. I'm just dipping in each of them here and there. I'm actually just like going through my Tarkov inventory right now because I played a little bit before I went down to England this morning and actually survived on the difficult map called Labs. Killed a guy with a gun that I should never have been able to kill anyone with, but I did. So,
MLG Pro.
Just going to go out there and say, I'm the best.
Nice.
yeah, there's not
That's
been a...
the John we know and love.
I'm back. So, yeah, if anyone ever does want to play Space Engineers, get in touch on the Discord and we can set something up where we can go and go massive and build like a big SEAL Team 6 spaceship.
Hmm.
And Neil's like, no. No. I reckon Dave might be interested.
Yeah. I am tempted. I do like Space Engineers.
There's so much you can do with it as well that I found like I've actually put loads of LCD screens together and then wrote like letters in each of them and like you can move where the letters are and whatever. And I've got it like welcome friends.
Oh,
well, just in case some friends actually turn up.
Just John, but the thing is, my base is on an asteroid out in space.
Yeah, it should probably take us about a week to find it.
Yeah, it's like, come find me. When you do find me, then, well, you're welcome.
But, you just mentioned Elite Dangerous. I just quickly checked it, and that Odyssey expansion's £30. So I might be picking
it. I noticed that. Yeah.
What does that do?
I don't know yet. I haven't really looked into it.
The new thing that's coming out, I think it might be even be out. It says early 21.
You can go on planets and stuff like that now, can't you? Never thought.
Well, not yet. You can go and drive around planets, but Odyssey, the new expansion, will be there to look. So almost like they've basically made Star Citizen before they've made Star Citizen. So.
All right.
And it's a lot less money.
Dual Universe is one I'm looking at and watching, but I'm not. It's a subscription-based game. So I was tempted to just pay for the... There's a way you can do it where you can get the 1 month and it's only like £6. I thought, I might try it and just see and I know and then go, right, yeah, I can get on board with this now or be like, nah, it's not ready yet and wait another year or so. So that's me.
Davey boy?
I've been playing obviously a bit of Red Dead, a bit of Valorant. I've jumped back onto RimWorld again this week, which was good. Couple of hours on that. I started to go down in a death spiral where my colony was not able to support itself, and I just got frustrated with it. So. I don't think I'll be loading that world up again to see it eventually die. I don't like seeing my colonies die. But
would start another one.
But I won't do that for it. Will probably be a couple of months if I do. I don't like a brand new one. What I'll probably see is if there's a big update on it, I'll sort of jump into it on that and see what the new update is and start a new colony. And do it all again, but
Have you got into this one then?
Hang on, let's have a quick look. I'll be able to tell you when I go to RimWorld. Oh no, that's played recently, probably about 40 or 50 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, yeah, so I could probably pull it back, but I think I've lost interest in it, to be honest. So, but yeah, I'll leave that and then start another one on the next update. I've been playing a bit more Stationeers. On that one again, what map was it? I think it was on Mars that I loaded up. There's loads of different worlds that you can load up. You can go on the moon, or I think I started on Mars. There's Europa, one of the moons around Saturn, or Jupiter. I can't remember. I think I've basically done everything that I want. I've created a base and I've sealed it, and I've got all the hydroponics and gas all set up correctly. I've set up, you know, all my solar panels and power generators, and
just sounds like you're playing Space Engineers there.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit like Space Engineers. And I've kind of got to a sort of, there is some updates and updates have been happening, but the world that I'm in, because it's from an old save, doesn't have any of the weather effects.
Okay.
So I was kind of looking at going, should I start again? And I was like, oh, I can't be bothered. So again, with that one, I've kind of run out of content to do, because I think I've got to the end of what I want to do with where I'm at, and then I'll just start again on the updated, on a different moon or something. But I don't know. But the thing that's kicked my ass for time, it was Cyberpunk, which came out, was it Thursday? Wednesday night? Thursday?
Is this our Cyberpunk start?
This is a Cyberpunk start. Oh, go on, Sean. You say your piece.
My piece?
Yeah.
Brilliant so far. You feel like you're really in that world. Graphically, just mind-blowing at the moment. I have had to turn ray tracing off to get more enjoyment out of the frames, but and a smoother experience.
What was it running at with ray tracing?
About 35.
Oof.
Oh, so that found on the console. Oof.
FPS.
And you're running what card?
That's 2070 Super.
Right.
So definitely is on that basis of going, yep, you're gonna need a high profile fucking card. But at the same time, they're also saying people with even the 300 series or 3000 series, they're struggling with it. Like, they've got the ray tracing down on it to still get reasonable frames. I don't know if that's that might fix. It might get better over time. I noticed there's another 1.6 gig patch.
It will definitely improve, I think.
I think there's just tweaks they need to make to get it right, because it's the same with everything that comes out now, isn't it?
Right, Control, when it first came out with ray tracing on, was not running as well as it does now.
Right. So I might venture back to the ray tracing eventually, but right now, still really enjoyable. The driving's a bit weird.
And the
walking, the movement, the running and stuff, I feel like I'm kind of ghosting around the place. That makes sense?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm running.
Are you playing in first person? Or is it only first person?
No, it is only first person. Oh, I think.
I found that. I think there's a definite lack of weight of your character. It doesn't feel like collisions with other NPCs or just objects in the world. If it either feels like you go through them or you just stop dead. I don't know if that's a conditioning of some really good games with like Last of Us that had sort of not only Last of Us but Nathan Drake's
where he like touches the wall as he goes
yeah
so close to it and stuff like that.
That's it. It's kind of like interactive. It's you know, it's there was some collision, but like where the characters were preemptively sort of moving objects out of the way, people out of the way, or you know, they're not just smashing into a wall and stopping dead, but you know, they're putting out their arm out to slow their collision into it and stuff like that. I think especially some of the really good games that I don't know, it's weird because the game looks so good. Cyberpunk, the art of it, the visual representation, the models, I find are really good on the characters. They look really good. And yeah, it's, and then it's kind of like, it's a bit like Oblivion controls. Like you're just running dead into stopping to what it's just, I don't know. It was a bit, that was a bit weird. How far are you through, Sean?
I've done the bit where you're in the BD kind of visual stuff, yep. And done all that. And then I've just been running around, and I had to fight the twin.
Yep.
How have you? What class is it? Are you both doing the same class?
Well, they don't do class.
You start off in different places, then. Right?
There's one of where you choose one of three, basically origin story.
Yeah.
So I started off as a corpo. And I started off in an office block, and you're working with one of the main corporations, and you meet the main guy, the main guy with Jackie, because basically he gets kicked out, and all his augmentations switched off, and sort of Jackie helps you through it. I don't know what was your origin story?
I'm the street racer thing, or street kids, or whatever it is.
Street kid.
But
yeah, it's so it doesn't actually impact your class. It doesn't determine what abilities or where you can put your points or anything. It's just like a pre-story.
Backstory, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so. Yeah, have you had a look at the map, Sean? Have you opened up the map and?
Yeah, it's quite expansive, and it'll take a bit of getting around because it's a very full game. It's, you know, it's not like here's the map and there's loads of dead space.
Mm.
There's everything's just so in depth.
Yeah,
and there's loads of locked doors, which I'm going to assume over time will open up to you.
Yeah, I think that's where you get your technical ability or your physical. You can barge some of those doors down, or you have to hack them or something like that. I've seen. But yeah, have you also noticed? Well, what I noticed with the map is very 3D. It's
mm-hmm. You can choose between two modes on it as well.
Yes. No, but not only the map, looking at it, but actually navigating actually in it. Like, there's a lot of roads that are double stacked, or you've got lots of
there's a lot of elevation as well as like
So like there are definitely things on the map, and I've sort of tried to navigate towards it just sort of in the car, and I'm like, oh, I can't actually get to that bit, and I've had to clamber over like. Up roofs, over roofs, onto a walkway, and over to it's like yeah. So it's not just what I found with GTA. It was very flat. There wasn't a lot of
the roads that were overlapped each other were only to get from place to place. It wasn't because it wasn't because something another part of the city was up a level or anything. It was just because. It was just a motorway getting you from.
But I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying the story. I'm enjoying the characters. it's a bit weird with some of the aspects that have done that. There's a lot of sort of gender neutrality not cross dressing, but it's
fluidity.
Fluidity, yeah. There's obviously when you're creating them, I'm sure Sean was the same as me and made the biggest dong that he could on his character.
Just like real life, eh?
Just like real life. Or you can have a masculine character without a penis.
You can have a female voice on the man, and
yeah, there is lots of options, and it's
kind of a world though that's just full of randomness anyway. So it's the kind of world you would expect. And when you watch like Altered Carbon and stuff like that, it's like that.
Right.
It's really that punky effect to everything. It's
some of the advertisements and stuff is I'm not sure if it's on the nose is the right turn of phrase, but it's I don't know, I'm not sure if it's trying to be edgy for edgy's sake. I don't know. It's weird, but it's cool. And you know, I like weird. So I've put in nearly 10 hours. Basically you play, I don't know how much I want to spoil.
No spoilers.
Things change. And I'm really interested in seeing where the story goes. I've heard it could be a maximum, the main story is 18 hours without doing any of the side stuff or anything, but I can easily see people putting in 60, 70, 80 hours because of the amount of side stuff and stuff to explore in the world. So,
is it just stuff to like, you know, like in like my problem with GTA, I know it's a very different style of game. There's obviously a story, there's always side missions, but I just used to spend loads of time doing fuck all and just dicking around and just kind of exploring and not really doing any missions or side quests or any of that, just traveling around the area.
I think you're always pushed towards something.
It's a bit like Red Dead, isn't it, where you go riding along and all of a sudden like a damsel in distress to your right, and you've got the option to get involved in that or not, or let it go. There's a few just random events that will occur when you go to certain areas.
But with the missions as well, you are given upgrades, mods like that you can give you different abilities. Or so I think with the missions, it's
how
not
you challenge them.
Yeah, it's not only the money and the credits. It's how you go about them, because
you can do it silently and stuff like that. So you can you can distract your opponents. So you can go up and take down on them.
Mm-hmm.
But like do it sneaky, like Splinter Cell style.
I'm gonna be continuing to play it.
Did you play Witcher 3 or Witcher whatever?
No, I did. I didn't like it. I played it until you got to the inn and got to the inn and went, I don't like this. So that's like an hour and a half in, if that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it starts to really get going until after that, though, does it?
That's what everyone says, but I got to that point and I was like, nah, I can't be asked.
I liked The Witcher 3. I thought it was good, but I got bogged down in all the menu systems and all the inventory and stuff. But I think they streamlined that. You can sort of like chop that away. So, yeah. So Cyberpunk sounds all right.
Yeah. It's a really good Fallout 4 or... I think of Oblivion set a couple of thousand years in the future.
It's like Blade Runner crossed with Fallout.
With men with lady parts.
and vice versa. Are there ladies that's with lady parts and men with men parts as well?
All right. Well, on that, I think that's a good space for us to wrap up, unless anybody has anything pressing. But I know I am. I do have something pressing, so I can't.
Is it against your bladder?
No, it's actually my bladder's all right. It's not no problem at all. So I don't know. Have you guys got anything left you want to cover? I mean, I can. Or are we good to wrap up?
I think we're good to wrap up.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all Gucci.
Okay. Well, then let me just say thank you, Sean, for joining us this week.
It's not a problem.
And
anytime.
Thanks, man. Yep, it's good. Dave, Neil, thanks for as usual. Thanks to all the listeners for sending us stuff to listen to. Get on in on the Discord. Yeah, it's good. Guys, anything else to add?
No, I will just echo that Discord comment. It's been good to see a load of chat going on.
Yep. Yeah, it's a slow burn, but that's the way it should be, right? Just. You know, come on in, get comfortable.
Maybe we'll actually get around to playing some games.
Yeah, tons of PC stuff going on in there at the moment. I suppose we should give a shout to Antonio because he's been filling up that chat with his builds and stuff, and a couple of the usual suspects talking about PCs and stuff.
Yeah, so, hopefully he's feeling a little better.
Likewise. Yep. Good. All right. Okay. Well, look. Thanks very much for listening. We will be back next week, and until next time, so long.
Bye.
See ya.
Nice one, guys.
I need to tell Craig to fuck off because he's not here.
Nope.
What do you record with now?
OBS.
OBS.
Yep.
Any final comments before I press stop?
Nope.
Back.